I'm sure all 4 million people who are hearing this really care, but nevertheless, I am rather ill, and something seriously important has happened in something you care about, and presumably if they're listening, your audience cares about, and it is days or a week or two away from exposure. So let me explain that I want to use the limited time I have now to tell you that we won a significant victory in court here in New York last Friday. We, together with a reporter from Forbes, together with the Yale First Amendment Clinic, and the a bunch of other reporters, have forced open the unsealing of thousands of pages of documents that have been kept under seal for as long as 20 years by the federal courts, all having to do with Donald Trump and Felix Sager. And as a result, because the court has ordered almost everything unsealed, there's about 20 documents left that we're still fighting about. The things that will be revealed when the formal unsealing occurs, which is ministerial, in other words, you know, the clerk has to go and upload it onto the public dockets, it could be a couple of days or a week before that's done. Nevertheless, since I know what's about to be unsealed, I wrote most of it, I can tell you it will be explosive if presented the right way. You will probably want to set aside time and do whatever you do to notify your audience of what's about to blow there, because while I'm restricted in what I can tell you until it's officially made public, I'm going to ask you this and then shut up and let you talk for a bit. I'm asking you on behalf of your audience as well the following not-so-rhetorical question. Hypothetically, if you were to find that the truth about Donald Trump, Felix Sater, and money laundering was known by the government for many, many, many years prior to his run in 2016, and if the government, by documented proof, can be shown to have violated at least a dozen laws in attempting to criminalize anyone from speaking about it deliberately to prevent news coverage. I mean, literally to say we don't want the news people to be able to cover any of this. You'll all go to jail if you tell anyone. You think that would be a big deal to find out by documented proof that just like the FISA court abuse in that issue, that warrant that it shouldn't have, that there were courts in New York that at the request of the government or ordered everyone who knew on pain of prosecution not to tell anyone anything about Trump and Sater for something like 7 years going back a whole previous election cycle, specifically with the intent of making certain the story didn't get covered in media.
That blows the top off of everything. They can't ignore that. That the media, I've noticed, this past year, mainstream media, it's never about watch. It's like if people watch carefully, it is not the stories that they cover. Those are pretty much proven themselves to be irrelevant. It's what they don't cover. It's what they're not telling people. And you cannot help but sense that, even if we don't have the documentation.
You are all about to see letterhead. In other words, when I say document, I mean the documents that are on letterhead signed by attorneys general and things like that. You are all about to see the United States government using the courts to make certain that national media would not print anything about Trump, Sater, money laundering, fraud, and Bayrock. And it goes back probably even back before the last election in 12, when you may recall in 2011 he announced he was thinking of running in 12. It goes back even before that. An absolute deliberate and willful attempt to literally prevent any media from covering it anywhere.
That's well, Catherine Austin Fitz talked about this.
I will walk you through it. I will walk you through it
Great.
When it comes
Good.
Out.
Good.
But we won. It's coming out. All right. Meanwhile, therefore.
I have to say thank you very much. And I want to say congratulations. And I think that on behalf of listeners also who've been following this, that you basically went to bat, you got the job done. And that's remarkable.
It took a year. I won't even tell you how much money went into all of this.
You can only imagine.
I don't get credit alone, but as I said, you've heard of Floyd Abrams. He has a foundation that funded this. The clinic was in there, as I said. Forbes, Michael Moore was in. You know who he is, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
The BBC was in on it. I mean, it was a major, major effort, and it paid off. And, of course, the questions it raises are now even worse. But, nevertheless, you are going to see fingerprints of people whose names you know, like Loretta Lynch, all over this. And if you're asking why would you care about Loretta Lynch, would you like to see a picture of a man that you never heard of handing a check for $700,000 to Obama in 2012, political donation? And I should be able to persuasively trace that money back through Bayrock into Kazakhstan. And you understand what I'm telling you, and that's when Obama and Lynch were in there. I've always told you, and I'm telling you now, the deep state doesn't have a party. Every time you tell a story about the FBI lovers and they didn't want Trump, and they wanted Clinton. Keep in mind, there will be an equal story about how Clinton people got campaign donations that appear to be laundered from Kazakhstan. And tell me you understand what I'm explaining to you. Russians are...
Oh, very much so, Fed. We have to go. I'm going to try to get a longer block of time set up so that when this does all come down, that you'll be able to... tell the story in full. I want to thank you right now. This is kind of overwhelming news. And all I can say is thank you so much. My guest today has been Fred Oberlander. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, February 15th, 2018. Engineering for us today is once again an intrepid KBOO member and volunteer on the board, along with Jenkins Soderberg. Our AM News and Public Affairs Director is Derek Brooks. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.